Hello everyone, welcome to New Sex Toy Review. Today's product is the Sohemi Man Masturbator, automatic male masturbator from Sohemi. And here it is. It has a really interesting kind of a space age design. It's got see-through blue plastic. It has like a gold type of trim ring. It's got a see-through mechanism window. It's a very simple toy. Like, and the that's like a white aesthetic. The insert is white as opposed to like a skin tone. Like, you can see the insert has a vagina opening, but it doesn't have, like, it's white. So kind of looks like a something out of like Star Trek or something. Anyway, this is a very simple kind of a hand job toy. So we have basically two, well, there's a power button and then there's two other buttons that are kind of hard to see because they're not built into the plastic, and that just increases or decreases the speed. So we'll turn it on. All right, and you hit this button to make it go faster. Or you hit the bottom, you hit the button below it to make it go slower. Now, again, these buttons aren't very obvious, so it's whatever. So power, let me put this down. Power, thrust speed up, thrust speed down. All right, and so this is all it does. It's fine. It's pretty fine. So. Now, when it's turned off, you can adjust it. So if it stops in this position, you can just push it down, no problem. It has a DC recharge port. Here is the proprietary cable. I don't like these proprietary cables. I prefer a micro USB cord because I lose these sometimes, but it's not the end of the world. It doesn't come with a charger, but it comes with a cord, which is pretty standard. And that's about it. All right, so... here's the one thing about this toy that's very interesting. It's rolling away. All right, this insert is extremely stretchy and it's extremely roomy. So, like, the actual insert of the toy is pretty thin and it's pretty wide and it's very stretchy and it's very accommodating. You could see that, you know, look at the difference. So, this is perfect for if you're a bigger guy. If you're a bigger guy and other toys have been too tight or too snug for you, this is going to work. However, it's not like where it won't work on a normal guy either, because it's normally pretty thin. It's just that it stretches out very... Look how much I can stretch this out. No problem. This is extremely stretchy. This also makes it really easy to clean. So to clean it, you just, you know, turn it inside out. Again, this is super stretchy. Look how easy this was to clean, even with gloves on. Let me grab this part. Okay, there we go. So you turn it inside out, you rinse it, dry it, and then you turn it right side back in. And that's it. That's all you got to do to clean it. So because it's so stretchy, I'm not worried about damaging this by turning it inside out, which is a bonus. And this is very accommodating if you're a bigger guy, which is a concern. A lot of toys I review, they're not made for bigger guys. So I actually get people who write me and they're having trouble finding a toy that's good for them because they're on the bigger, thicker side, you know, a little bit girthy. And, you know, it's a problem. Obviously, it's one of those problems that you can't complain about too loudly, because then people will be like, oh yeah, look at you complaining. Oh, your dick's so big. Oh, you have it so hard. I understand it's one of those problems that you kind of have to suffer in silence over because no one has pity for the guy with the big dick. But this is a problem because most toys aren't made for you. This is a toy that I would recommend for a guy who's a little bit thicker, a little bit girthier, because the one downside for this is it feels a little light. So I have a pretty average sized dick. Nothing to write home about. Haven't heard any complaints, but nothing to write home about. So what happens is, usually with wider toys like this, I don't really get a good tight feel. It feels like I'm being like gently tickled. And this wasn't that bad. I mean, this still felt good. I was still able to climax and everything. But I could tell that it was like just barely tickling the old meat. And if I had a little bit more girth, this would have felt a lot better. So while this will work for a normal guy, it feels even better if you're a little bit on the girthier side, because this is very stretchy and has a pretty powerful motor. I experienced no slowdown or any kind of resistance. So good, powerful motor. It's going to, you know, hug you, especially if you're on the girthier side. It's very stretchy, not worried about anything. You can see like the accommodation is pretty significant. So again, big guy, this is for you. What does it feel like? It feels more like a hand job, to be honest. Now, the difference between this kind of a thrusting toy and a spinning toy is a spinning toy is not trying to resemble real life. Obviously, a woman's vagina does not spin. These kinds of toys are trying to simulate the thrusting of, like, you know, you getting, like, a girl riding you cowgirl style. However, because this isn't that tight, at least it wasn't for me, this kind of felt more like a hand job. It felt like a girl kind of jerking me off, which is fine. Hey, hand jobs, you know, it's all good. Nothing wrong with a good hand job. But if you're a little bit on the girthier side, you can get more friction, then it's going to feel more like sex. But I had no complaints about it. It's a pretty good toy. And it's less than $50. It doesn't have any kind of bells or whistles or extra features. You kind of, what you see is what you get. It's a well-designed toy. You know, it's aesthetically pleasing. You have like this cool kind of blue and white design. If someone saw this, like, just out of the corner of their eye, they wouldn't think anything of it. They might think it's like some type of, I don't know, some type of thermos or something. But obviously, once you take the cap off and you see the vagina hole, then it's pretty obvious this is a sex toy. But I do like toys that kind of don't look like obvious sex toys. So if you keep them, if someone finds one, it's not the end of the world. Anyway, pretty easy to clean. Just take the insert out, clean it, turn it inside out, put it back in. No additional tools needed. Pretty simple. But it does what it does very effectively. And the fact that I could recommend this to bigger guys is a plus, because I know that is a problem for a lot of guys who can't find toys that work for them. So if you're a bigger, girthier guy, check this toy out from Sohemi. I have a 15% off coupon code if you're looking for something. It works on the entire website as usual. But this toy is especially good for those who are a little bit on the girthier side. And that's about it. So recommend from me if you're looking for like a hand job toy, something simple, and especially if you're on the girthier side. And that's it. So thank you, Sohemi, for sending me this toy to review. This is Turd Flinging Monkey. Thank you for watching, and I'll see you next time.